Okay, you got it.
What was that Max cartoon? It was like Max
Action
something.
Max. Mighty Max, yeah.
Mighty Max. Let me see if this might be funny.
Well, the toy line comes up before the TV series,
We're
so.
gonna do the TV series. Let's see.
The series follows
The
Max, an
Bob
adventurous
Paulson.
preteen boy who
Bob
receives a
Paulson.
package in the
Bob
mail.
Paulson, the same guy from the
Rub.
other thing. And here's more importantly, Tim Curry.
As Skullmaster.
Oh my God.
That's what Brandon wants to be when he grows up. Tim Curry is Skullmaster.
Just Tim Curry, but Tim Curry as Skullmaster.
All right, go ahead. Start with Skullmaster.
Right, where
Or
is this?
Mighty
Let me see.
Max. You get to read this one, Brandon. It's all you.
All right.
I'm recording, by the way, so don't fuck it up.
Oh, I'd really hate that. I would be really upset with myself as a human being. Let me see this. Skullmaster, voiced by Tim Curry. The primary villain of the series and the arch nemesis of the Mighty One, Skullmaster is an ancient warrior sorcerer whose lust for power has driven him to destroy at least two civilizations, the Lemurians and the Atlanteans. He destroyed the Lemurians out of wrath when they would not give him the secrets of the key, and he used the souls of Atlantis to power his crystal of souls. At some point, Skullmaster was imprisoned deep within the earth, where he sealed and reigned King Lava Lord into solid rock and took control of his minions. During the second season, Skullmaster is free to roam the earth and proceeds to cause all kinds of trouble.
Do you need to go off and read under Allies Max's mother?
Max's mother, voiced by.
Because she was voiced by Tress MacNeille. That's right.
Oh my God.
Of Futurama fame.
That's ridiculous.
Keep going.
An archaeologist who works for the local museum, she often travels all over the world and usually leaves Max to his own devices. Latchkey kid. She tries to be a good mom, though, and tends to worry about Max since finding out that he is the Mighty One. More than once, Max has had to rescue her as her love for archaeology sometimes overrides her better judgment. Oh, I really gotta get this bone out of the ground. Despite her initial shock at seeing a talking chicken, fowl actually. That's actually in the article. I didn't say that out of turn. She and Virgil often have historical discussions, and she's one of the few people who can out-talk the Lemurian. That's a given. And I just remember this series briefly, but I remember there was one where there's really big spiders and they fell on one. It was very icky, and I didn't like it. That's what I remember about the show. Cyber Skull. That is a
Lava
good name.
Lord.
Nah, Cyber Skull's better.
I'm gonna have to read about Beast Wars now.
Beast Wars ruled. Oh, I remember enjoying that as a kid, and then what Beast Machines came on after it, and I was so excited for the new series. I'm
Kind of
like, this
sucked.
is the shittiest thing ever
Well,
made.
Drew has all Beast Wars on DVD. Back and watched them. I feel like he was buying them a couple years ago.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I want to know if there's someone in Kazakhstan who appreciates American culture and ironically quotes Borat.
You're the only hipster that lives in Kazakhstan or Kazakhstan.
You know that they actually have like technology and shit. That's where Russia launches all their spaceships.
I'm pretty sure only America does and no one else does. You big dummy.
Brandon, stop being so ethnocentric.
I thought you were going to
I
say
believe you mean
obtuse, and I was going to
xenophobic.
slap you in the face with my dick.
To say xenophobic.
I'd say Xena Warrior Princess of.
Is that what we're going to read next?
No, that's not very funny.
What's very funny then?
Nothing else. I'm sorry. We're Biker Mice from Mars and Teenage Mutant Ninja. Like, we're done. We already got it. It's over.
What about
We
Cowboys of
won.
Moo Mesa?
Nope.
Oh, wait a second. I forgot about that. Damn.
What the hell was that? Cowboys of Moo Mesa? What's wrong with you? I've never heard
Here's the article. Like many cartoons during its time, cowboys dealt with the mutation of some kind. In this case, an irradiated meteor struck in the late 1800s Western Plains, creating a mile-high mesa shrouded in clouds. Everything trapped on the mesa was calmatized by the light from the calmet and evolved into a bovomorphic state.
Bovomorphic state? Current mood, bovomorphic state.
Shut up, I gotta recover from this.
I'm just not feeling good. Really
I immediately saw a live journal current mood update when you said that phrase.
There's a new bovine community developed to the point where they emulated that era's way of life, including the requisite ruffians and corrupt sheriffs. Evolution works. However, their knowledge of Wild West living was limited, and as such, many things about their culture had to be improvised to fill in the blanks. The concepts of steampunk and Weird West were utilized throughout its run. Main characters...
Yeah, before steampunk was so cool.
Yeah. The main character's name is Marshall Moo Montana.
I remember the cool thing was that the villain was like a skeleton, so that's already cool in my book. That's about all
you
want to
read? You want to read?
No, I just want to keep interrupting
you. Sit down and shut up.
I'm
courageous.
When you're done, I'm
going to
read Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, was it like the anime one or like the old school one first by Steve Urkel?
The one in 1993.
Okay, let's just skip to that because that's way better than Sheriff Terror Bowl. Mayor Oscar Baloney. Oh my god.
You already hit Bovomorphic State. That's the highlight.
Yeah.
Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, also known as blah 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 blah, is an American animated series that was first broadcast in blah blah blah, and only for one season. It follows the escapades of the video game character Sonic the Hedgehog and his sidekick Miles Tails Prower as they attempt to stop the evil Dr. Ivo Robotnik and his array of vicious robots from taking over planet Mobius. However, literally every single one of these shows, just like every like science fiction and fantasy story, reads like a Mad Lib. Like there's just a generic form that they just here put a name of a character and a name of a planet and a name of an enemy, and just make them all funny, and you win.
Oh, Cal, you forgot the best part for Cowboys of Moo Mesa. The theme song was sung by country artist Billy Dean.
However, Sonic always finds time to indulge in as many chili dogs as he can get his. This series is very much a slapstick-type comedy, especially with the incredibly melodramatic explosions and quirky storylines, but Sonic is always portrayed as being skilled and clever, whereas Scratch and Grounder are clumsy and often serve as Robotnik's foil.
I forgot about Scratch and Grounder. Those were the best characters.
Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog was created by Dick Entertainment.
It's Deek.
No, it's Dick, which produced a total of 66 episodes for its first 66 season.
66 fucking episodes?
One season, 66 episodes, done.
Wait, are those full half-hour episodes that are split into two 15-minute episodes?
Hold on. And was syndicated by Bobot Communications.
Bobot.
Bobot's
owned.
You program them in BASIC and you can make them spin around.
Shut up.
Bobot.
Bobomorphic.
There are many occasional minor characters in robots too, such as Dr. Robotnik's mom. Wes Weed. That's my new team name.